Next, we have news of the increase of waste and recycling during the pandemic. Norwich City Council preparing a budget, a motion to protect trees in the city, the retirement of a social housing chief executive, and some controversy over the relocation of a farm machinery company headquarters.
More than £2 million has been added to Norfolk's bill for dealing with waste and recycling during the coronavirus pandemic, partly due to people doing more shopping online. So much more waste is being produced that some councils have had to buy and provide extra bins to cope with the increase in rubbish and recycling. This has added to the cost for Norfolk County Council, which pays district councils per tonne for recycling and has to cover the cost of disposing of rubbish which cannot be recycled. Simon Phelan, Assistant Director of Community Service for Broadland and South Norfolk Council, said, "Across the county, and certainly in Broadland and South Norfolk, we've seen an increase in cardboard, which we're calling the Amazon effect. There's been a 30 to 35% increase in the amount of cardboard being put out. We don't mind seeing that, as it's recycling, and we're keen to encourage that. But if it gets soggy, it cannot be recycled and it has to be thrown away. So we'd urge people to store it where it won't get wet and only put it out just before collection so it doesn't get wet." Mr. Phelan said, "As well as a general increase in general waste, rubbish which cannot be recycled, the lockdown has seen an increase in garden waste as people took the opportunity to clear up their gardens. That was also the case in the Breckland area, where the Borough Council reported how more than 2,000 more people had joined its brown bin garden waste service. Norwich City Council saw a surge in food waste being collected. A spokesman for City Hall said, "Volumes from households have increased, both in waste and recycling. The biggest increase has been in food waste, around 60% more, some which may be down to people eating all their meals at home rather than at work or school or eating out."
The Labour-controlled cabinet of Norwich City Council agreed on Wednesday, February the 10th, to recommend its budget to the full council. It includes a 1.99% increase in the share of council tax, which goes to City Hall, adding £5.36 a year to the bill for a Bandee property, generating an annual £200,000 for the authority. The budget also includes proposals to generate £50,000 by introducing parking charges at Eaton Park and Waterloo Park, and £33,000 by selling or letting two or three community centres. Judith Lubbock, Liberal Democrat councillor for Eaton, called for the car park charging proposal to be ditched. She said parking would be displaced into nearby roads, and there had been a lack of assessment of that. Matt Packer, Labour Cabinet Member for Health and Wellbeing, said there would be an in-depth feasibility study, but asked Mrs. Lubbock where she would find £50,000, if not through parking charges. Rent for social housing will increase by 1.5%, but Gail Harris, Cabinet Member for Housing, said that millions would be invested in new social housing and refurbishment of existing homes. The budget will be discussed at a council meeting on Tuesday, February the 23rd. The cabinet meeting also agreed to award a contract to consultants Avison Young to forge a master plan for the East Norwich redevelopment. The council says that 4,000 homes and 6,000 jobs could be created at the former Coleman's Carrow Works site, the Deal Ground and the utilities site.
Late last month, Norwich City Council approved a motion by the Green Party to protect the city's trees. The motion also calls for councillors to be notified when a tree will be removed from council-owned land in their wards and, where appropriate, 100% biomass replacement after highway projects in the city. Gail Mayhew, who fought to protect two lime trees in the Tombland area of Norwich late last year, welcomed the motion. Miss Mayhew said, "I'm delighted that they are thinking about it now. It's just such a shame that it is somewhat late. I hope this stops them from cutting down trees where it isn't necessary." Miss Mayhew, a member of the residence group, the Cathedral, Magdalene and St Augustine's Forum, launched the petition to stop the trees' removal, which was backed by almost 4,000 people. Despite the mass outcry against the plans, Norwich City Council decided to remove the trees as part of a £2.5 million revamp of the city centre. Ms Mayhew called for a more forward-thinking approach to tree stock in the future and more like-for-like replacement. "There's need to be a landscaping plan going forward. We were the beneficiaries of a beautiful landscaping strategy in the early 20th century. We should leave a similar legacy." While Miss Mayhew said it is a loss to have had the Tombland trees cut down, she said it also demonstrated how much people care about the city's trees. Green councillors said they brought their motion due to concerns that mature trees are felled to make way for new buildings or road projects, reducing local biodiversity.
Mike Allen is stepping down from his role at the head of the Norwich Housing Society. He described his 10 years in the job as the happiest time of my career. Born in the fine city and educated at Norwich School, Mr. Allen enjoyed a career in accountancy and joined the Housing Society in 2010. He was given the chief executive role 4 years later and has overseen projects such as the development of 20 flats at Leander Court on Bluebell Road in 2018 and the refurbishment of 8 flats in Orchard Street. Norwich Housing Society, a non-profit with 300 affordable homes for older people, has appointed Tim Pinder as its new chief executive.
A provisional date has been set for a High Court hearing over a council's role in a company's controversial bid to move its farm machinery headquarters, amid calls for an investigation. Ben Burgess wants to move from near County Hall in Norwich to a new two-storey headquarters off the A140 near Swainsthorpe, with plans lodged with South Norfolk Council. Norfolk County Council, as Highways Authority, was consulted. Highways officers initially said they would recommend refusal because a new junction on the A140 to serve the building would be against council policies. They said a new roundabout at an existing junction could overcome concerns, but the one put forward was not at an existing junction. At a meeting of the Conservative-controlled Council Cabinet in September, councillors agreed not to object, saying the economic impact outweighed the concerns of its own officers, and that the Council's Director of Highways and Waste had said the proposed roundabout would be safe. Campaign group Saving Swainsthorpe and Swainsthorpe Parish Council has launched a legal challenge, and a High Court judicial hearing is penciled in for March the 23rd. Meanwhile, a set of emails showed how County Hall officers, in the weeks leading up to the Cabinet meeting, worked to firm up the scheme's economic case. That led to an email from an unnamed officer expressing concern the role of the council as highways authority could potentially be undermined. But at a meeting of the county council's cabinet, Green Party activist Andrew Boswell called for leader Andrew Proctor to set up an investigation into possible breaches of the council's constitution and member code of conduct. However, Mr. Proctor refused and said, "What we did was something that was done between officers and members in the way that we work together." Just after Christmas, Ben Burgess lodged amended plans. South Norfolk Council is unlikely to discuss the application until after the judicial review hearing.